verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Now this verse continues from the previous verse where the believer is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide him onto the straight path. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining clearly what this straight path is and who are deserving of this straight path. Now what is the path of those who are bestowed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine blessings and bounties, such blessings as success in this world, guidance, being leaders of the people of truth, knowledge, those who perform good deeds, those who attain martyrdom in the holy wars. These are the ones who are bestowed and are blessed with the blessings and the ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the ones who do acts of wrongdoings in this dunya, the ones who lead people astray, the ones who lead the life of the shaitan. The Holy Quran further explains who are the people who are on the right path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains who are the people who are on the right path. In verse number 69 of the fourth chapter of the Holy Quran, it says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, and whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Messenger, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, these are the ones who will be in the company of those who are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are these? مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, they are the prophets, the people of truth, the martyrs, and the righteous. And the verse concludes, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, what an honorable company to be in. In this holy verse, we are asking and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us to the level of these people who are on this path, the prophets, the a'imma, the martyrs, the ones who gave their blood and sacrificed their lives for the betterment and the progression of Islam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us two groups at the ending of this holy verse who we must try not to be like or follow. And who are these? When he says غير المغضوب, these are the ones who are inflicted with the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ولا الضالين, the ones who have gone astray. Now if we look at these two groups that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, the ones who he inflicted his wrath upon and those who have gone astray, we see that they are not the same. For instance, the one who receives the wrath and anger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who are open enemies to the religion of Islam. If we look today, we see that the Zionists and the Saudis, they are open enemies to the religion of Islam. These are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts his wrath upon. However, the second group of people are those who have gone astray. We look at history and we see that maybe the Christians or those who did not accept the religion of Islam, they were misguided, but they may not necessarily face the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. We repeat this verse at least 10 times for the day, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the path of those who are rightly guided, not the path of those who receives his anger or those who go astray. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.